1-800-387-7337.
And will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice. Thank you so much.
Obama's second act begins. The Ravens and the 49ers get their chance at a Lombardi. And premiums are going to go up. Welcome to 2013 in the run-up to the tax on the insurance industry that's part of the Affordable Health Care Act. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you and yours are doing well swinging into 2013. A big shout-out to all of you in all the nooks and crannies. Coming up this hour, we will hit the mailbag. Tons of mail over the weekend. I always say this. It's really true. For all the people that listen to America Tonight, you really are a savvy group of people with a lot of different kinds of opinions, because the mailbag of any show I've ever done, including when I was doing a show at WFAN in New York and a couple of different shows in Dallas, the people that are listening to ATN really impress me with some of their knowledge and research and things that they send in. Oftentimes, you give me little nuggets that I didn't even think about. So we will hit the mailbag at the tail end of the hour. Plus, it is all about numbers. That means we can count. We got one of those in store for you, too, as well. But right off the bat, you heard the inauguration. Not the inauguration, but the swearing in. The official inauguration, if you will. That is set for Martin Luther King Day. And that means Monday. Gearing up for that second term ahead of the inauguration ceremony. It's a private little swearing in. The official swearing in takes place. And that's what you just heard there. Chief Justice Roberts swearing in Obama, him thanking him. So, you know, now we go to the second part of the Obama administration. You know, a big part of it is the push for gun control legislation, at least initially in the first 6 months, but there are other things that are also part of what the president is pushing for this second time around. So officially in, but the public swearing in on Monday, about 500,000 people to maybe 800,000 people. You never know. The hotels are sort of full. It's nothing like the first time around, but it never is. For anybody, frankly, who gets a part two. Isn't it interesting that we've had three presidents who have gone down this road? Because you had Clinton twice, Bush twice, and now Obama twice. I know some of you are just shaking your heads. Twice. Should we have a limitation on how long you can be president? Just one term and that's it. Or we could be like Bloomberg and just ask the people, could I please have three chances at this? Bloomberg, remember, he's the one who, Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, he liked that spot so much that he got the people to vote him in three times. Come on, give me another chance. I want to do it three times. Now, I think actually we should have more accountability for all of our lawmakers on the federal level, certainly. And in Congress, there has to be, I think, some kind of measuring stick, some kind of accountability that we don't really have in place now. Whether it's votes, going on votes and use the votes and that kind of stuff and the activity to place people on committees, not so much about favoritism. Of course, undoing what has now happened politically with us would be pretty tough. You know, there have been pushes to do that, to have a reading time for bills and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of that has fallen flat because guess who gets to vote on all of it? Yeah, the people that are already there. The other buzz, and I mentioned this already, we know that heading into this term, the big thing coming out of what happened on the heels of Newtown, Connecticut, is this push for gun control laws and whether or not we'll see any of the suggestions pass or not. There's a lot of confidence with guys like Senator Chuck Schumer, who is part of the Sunday Swirl. It's what I call the talking heads on all the three, four, or five networks where it's all about politics. And he feels pretty confident that there's going to be some significant gun control legislation that's going to get backing from Washington because there's going to be pressure from Americans. Do you think that's true? I think we are very split. I think is there many people want to see gun control, or there's many people who want to have gun rights continue to be upheld. You know, that's the push then to say Second Amendment, Second Amendment. I don't think it's any layup whatsoever. I think it's a mistake to think that it's a layup. I mean, the only way anything changes is if you have the backing of the people, and the backing of the people is definitely not there. The backing of the people is split. If anything, the one possible area where you might get some legislation is in the universal background checks. Remember, the president last week announced his gun control plan, which included enacting new and stronger was the other key word in this, assault weapons bans, limiting magazines to 10 rounds, background checks for prospective buyers, and extending mental health treatment to young Americans. Because, you know, when we have mass shootings, what's the typical description of who's doing the mass shooting? So Schumer, who is the chairman of the Senate Committee on Rules and Administration, says that the background check proposal was really the sweet spot, is what he called it, of the debate, that we're going to see support from people who are pro-guns. You know, people who are Democrats, people who are Republicans pushing for this. And it's the assault weapons, the ban on the assault weapons, like the one that passed in 94, I think that's highly unlikely that that's going to go through easily. In fact, I don't know that it'll go through, but I think the background checks has probably a much better chance of getting support than the rest of it. Probably not. When you look at what's happened in the past decade, and then even the decade before that, and certainly when you look at, you know, what's happening with constitutional rights and how many people are buying up guns at gun shows and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And speaking of gun shows, the craziest thing, in the middle of this debate, what happens, there is a celebration, basically, of gun appreciation is what it was billed as, Gun Appreciation Day across the nation. And there were big gun shows and gun shows that have been in existence for a long time and others that sprung up. And you had several accidents, just crazy, weird things that happened in North Carolina. A gun goes off, three people are shot, taken to the hospital, nobody is mortally wounded, but that was in a check of a gun going into the show. It goes off, the shotgun goes off, and you had another incident like that at an Indiana gun show where the gun owner shot himself accidentally, and he's fine, but how strange is that, the timing? You know, they say timing is everything. So Gun Appreciation Day, and you have these couple of freak accidents that happen. Mm. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to talk about a hoax that really has the country still buzzing. If you haven't heard about it, I'm going to fill you in on the trials and tribulations of a Notre Dame football star next.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 18th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 16.90.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.32.06, $8.66.03 for a half ounce, or $4.33.02 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.32.06, $8.66.03, and $4.33.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's what your ghost there for, is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleep. Until we cross the long breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Since Manti Te'o's story broke, the Notre Dame linebacker who had this imaginary girlfriend apparently told everybody his girlfriend died in an accident after also having leukemia, was in front of microphones talking about how he hated cancer because both of his grandparents had died from it and now this girlfriend died from it. And then comes Deadspin. So if you just tuned into America Tonight, howdy from all of us. The big story that transcends sports is liar, liar, pants on fire, or just somebody who's caught up in this drama who got punked. And if he got punked, then he's a complete idiot because he had this supposedly online girlfriend who he never met. It's just craziness. And there was all this sprawling nonsense dialogue with Jeremy Schapp on ESPN. He answered some questions, but it still was pretty dumbfounding and made no sense. And just to give you the back history on this, you have a linebacker from Notre Dame who's a kid who's doing well at Notre Dame. A lot of people are watching him, should go high in the draft. Notre Dame gets into the college championship game. So now there's even more stories written about him to introduce people who have no idea who he is to him. And lo and behold, this whole thing about the girlfriend and dying and oh how sad and all this other stuff and comforting other people who have dealt with loss and grieving and all that kind of stuff. And then it turns out that this woman did not exist. Linnea Kakua, I think is her name. And this woman is not a true woman. And where's that story coming from? Because it was widely reported. So Deadspin is the website that comes along. They break the story. And it's very, very crazy. He said he wasn't suspicious of anything. And, you know, just he's going on Katie Couric's show now. It's just a twisted thing. He has the story has a long history. So it's basically, is this linebacker, is he a liar or is he a victim of some kind of a hoax? And I think his friend is trying to lay down and say it's a hoax, but I think really honestly it just doesn't feel right at all. It feels like he was pranking everybody else. It was one of the lead little bits on Saturday Night Live. I wanted you to hear what that sounded like. I thought it was actually kind of funny. So it's going to take a little time. This is a skit on Saturday Night Live of Manti Te'o, and now you know the background if you hadn't heard it before. He's this linebacker with this imaginary girlfriend. People were feeling sorry for him because he said she was in an accident, she had leukemia, and she died, and oh, how sad it is, heading into the national championship game. So here it is.
Also joining us tonight via satellite is a man on the other end of a vicious lie. Please welcome Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o.
Hey, Pierce!
Now, Mr. Te'o, your story is one of the most perplexing in all of sports. You claim to have a girlfriend named Lene, and that she died of leukemia.
Yeah.
But it turns out that she never existed. How do you explain that?
Well, Piers, the sad fact is I was the victim of a cruel and senseless hoax.
That must be devastating to deal with.
It is, but it's even more devastating for my girlfriend, Lene.
Wait, no, see, Lene was the hoax. She's not a real person.
Oh! Right, now I get it. Oh, man, Lene is going to be pissed.
And, you know, here's the whole thing, and that was supposed to be Pierce Morgan, by the way. Here's the whole thing about that. He's huddling with his family and really trying to decide, I think, how to play this, what to do. You know, why did he perpetuate this lie that his girlfriend had died after he found out that it was a hoax? Because he knew, if he had thought she had existed, would have known after December 6th that he hadn't, and that's when the university found that out, that everybody thought he was having this relationship with this girl who died of leukemia. It was just made up. So this is, you know, certainly where a lot of the confusion is. December 8th, he was in New York, and he was interviewed by Chris Fowler on ESPN, and Chris Fowler naturally asked him, you know, about the story. And, you know, he said, I think I'll never forget the time when I found out that my girlfriend passed away, and the first person to run to my aid was my defensive coordinator. And he said something profound. He said, this is where your faith is tested. Right after that, I ran into the players' lounge. I got on the phone with my parents. I opened my eyes. My head coach was sitting right there. And there are 100-plus people on our team and the defensive coordinator taking just time out for me. You know, that was probably the most meaningful. So please give me a break here. And he also said that he hoped his grandmother, who had died September 12th, and his girlfriend, who reportedly had died the same day, were proud of him. And then everything unraveled after that. So it's very strange. If you piece the dates together, here's the thing. They just don't add up. So the imaginary girlfriend is just a tragic story that keeps on giving comedians really ammunition. That's the bottom line here. Matt, you and I talked about this the other day, but this story has, like, massive legs, and he's getting in just way too deep. Whatever happened, it'd be better to come clean with it. I think it'd almost be better to say, listen, I got duped and I went along with it or whatever, instead of all this crazy nonsense. That's what Saturday Night Live is portraying, that he's a dope on a rope and that he's just portraying that he has no clue.
Yeah, the longer it goes on, too, it's hurting his draft stock.
Yes.
It's hurting his financial future is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense because he's a good-looking guy. He's a Notre Dame linebacker. I'm certain he could have a girlfriend. So the whole thing is crazy. That's the thing. It doesn't make sense as why. What's the advantage of making this up? Or if someone was pranking him, why not come clean? I don't know. It's odd.
It sounds like he enjoyed the attention and liked the story and the way people were viewing him after it, and he probably let it go to his head a little bit, but now he's in so deep that I don't think he knows how to get out of it.
Yes. It's like, you know, that's that old thing about the problem of telling the lie is that you have to tell it again and again and again, and then the more fantastic it becomes, the more it spreads, and then more people are involved, and before you know it, it's just out of control. Then you don't even know what's true and what's not true anymore, and I do think that's what's happened here. He got caught up in it, but trying to unravel it, he would have been better served to just unravel it immediately and not try to go for the strange, I said this, and blah, 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 blah. It's just not, you know what, it's just not working for him. I'll tell you one thing that did work over the weekend. It worked for Baltimore over New England. We now know who the Super Bowl teams are, and the Super Bowl teams are the Baltimore Ravens and the 49ers. Why? Two Brady interceptions, a fumble later, and Ravens win 28-13. How about that? Crazy. You know, they were losing. The Ravens were losing at the halfway point, 13-7, and then they completely turned it around. The 49ers were getting pounded, and they turned it around. They were in the hole 17-0, and they were able to pull it back, and they won 28-24. And they were holding on to that to the end of the game, because it also was not looking good. I mean, talk about a slim advantage. And thanks in part, you know, there was a couple of things that happened, like a fumble. The 49ers had a fumble just inches from the end zone in the fourth quarter. That wasn't good. And there was also a missed field goal that also could have gotten the better of them. But in the end, they just kept fighting, and hung on for the win. It was almost a written script that the Harbaugh brothers were going to meet each other. I mean, how could they not meet each other? Now they're going to have to duke it out for the trophy, and it's another crazy story in sports. Two sons, two brothers that will, you know, Jim and John, that will now tackle each other in a sense on opposite sides of the field, going up for the biggest game of their lives, trying to get to the Lombardi Trophy to hold it up to say we're the champions, but only one can be champs, either the Ravens or the 49ers. Stay with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com. Spelled MindRegard.com and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
To America Tonight. You took in some football or you headed to the movies. How about this? The new horror movie Mama got massive buzz. It blew everybody away at the box office. It was the biggest thing at the box office. I mean, you know, how about that? You had all these other movies that were out there. Mark Wahlberg and Russell Crowe are starring one. Schwarzenegger back in the movies. This is a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday because Martin Luther King's famous speech, I Had a Dream, and all the, of course, all of what Martin Luther King did and has done for this country and is honored each and every year, it is a holiday weekend for a lot of kids. They have the extra day off. A lot of people have the extra day off. And it's also a time where people go and catch up on the movies. So Mama movie, $33 million. How about that? the Guillermo del Toro-produced supernatural thriller, is the second horror film to win the weekend box office this month. Do you know what won earlier? Texas Chainsaw 3D. Is that not crazy? Although the Mama movie has got a lot of well-known people in it, and people were excited about this at $33 million. Hey, they're blowing everyone away, and this is just the first weekend. We do our cheap movie reviews, by the way, on our Thursday into Friday show. I thought Mama would do well, and sure enough, it did. On that note, none of you wrote about movies when you sent me any kind of an email this past weekend, but you did definitely have opinions on other things. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
That makes me feel good. Can I hit it one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank goodness. Our voiceover man is working well now. We were having problems with him in the beginning of the year. I think he was going on strike or something. Oh, by the way, at the mothership, the temperature is a balmy 0 degrees. If Matt Johnson doesn't answer when you call this number, 855-266-5283, let me know, because we'll have to call someone to go warm him up. That means he's frozen.
I just hope my car will start, but I'm pretty sure it will.
Oh, I know, that's the worst. Zero degrees.
Otherwise, I'll have to return it.
to that father of yours. Yep. I want my money back. I want all of it back, please.
Yeah, right. It's a relatively new car, and I've had older cars that have always made it through.
All right, so let's hope that second time is the charm. The second owner does well with it. So in the mailbag, a lot of people talking about a couple of things. A lot of people talking about guns, but different aspects with guns. I'm going to go to a few here. This is relatively what John, Bob, and Bill said from three different states, but very long emails. To sum it up, I'll take John's. John, listening to us in Illinois, says, Kate, gun owners are sick of the nonsense over trying to take away guns. This isn't fear-mongering. This isn't craziness. This isn't I'm living in a bunker, and I think we're being invaded, and we're going to have martial law and all that kind of stuff. This is reasonable people saying, just let us have our rights and our guns, especially when we're responsible gun owners. I understand the anger, the rage, how horrific it is when we have any kind of a mass shooting. But this is not reasonable people who have owned guns. These are errant psychopaths, nutballs, garden variety, white boys who have lost their marbles and want their 15 minutes of fame or for some other sick, twisted reason. So this push to make gun control the biggest in decades is ridiculous, and it's not going to happen. Let the governors in these other states offer new gun laws. Go ahead. But law-abiding citizens should not be responsible for other people's criminal actions. It's not right. Well, you know, here's the thing. In making the argument, military, business owners, others who own guns, who take it seriously, who know when you own a gun and you're using it for protection, for the possibility of things, you have to be prepared, you have to know what you're going to do, and you're willing to do it, and all that kind of stuff. Yes, unfortunately, it's easy to highlight kooky gun accidents. It's also in sad, tragic ones. It's also easy to highlight when you have people, especially this past year, the Colorado movie theater in James Holmes was just a sickening event. And the other thing that was easy to highlight was what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, which should never have happened, that Connecticut massacre. You can understand the sick feeling people have in their hearts there and how this has become the rallying cry for, okay, we got to do something about this. I think it's going to be left up to states, ultimately, with gun legislation and what they decide. You know, New York has some of the strictest gun control laws in the country, and they're just going to broaden them. That's a place where it's going to get tighter. I think in some other areas, it's going to be the opposite. Now, Massachusetts, the Massachusetts governor is also pushing for new gun laws after Newtown, and you can count on your hands, or you can look at a map of the United States, and it's pretty easy to figure out where that's going to happen. However, there are other spots in the country where there's just no way that's going to happen. Then you have this crazy thing. You know, they had these pro-gun rights rallies that were held across the country. Five people are wounded in accidents at three gun shows. Three people are hurt when a 12-gauge shotgun discharges when the owner was just opening the case at the entrance to the show in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's a quarterly event that they have there. And then two others were also wounded when guns went off accidentally at gun shows in Ohio and Indiana. Luckily, none were life-threatening. None were life-threatening. And then in Connecticut, they had a rally for gun rights. There was about 1,000 people that were there at the Capitol, and it's the opposite. They're proposing to tighten gun control rules, limiting access to assault weapons and the high-capacity magazines and that kind of stuff. And you know, then there have been certainly gun shows in Connecticut too. So you had kind of a little bit of both going on around the U.S. All right, let's move on to another one. This is on the other side of this. This one is from Jacob, listening to us in Vermont, and he says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney and all the listeners of America Tonight. I do enjoy your offerings. I can remember you saying quite often, I don't care what your opinion is, just have one and send us a note or give us a call. So here is my offering. I don't understand why we have to have assault weapons of any variety or semi-automatics or whatever you want to call them. I don't care. Do we really need to have people that are so armed they could blow away a neighborhood in 10 seconds? And maybe I'm exaggerating, but it is a bit ridiculous, isn't it? I understand about people wanting to hunt. I come from a family of hunters. I have done it myself with my father a long, long time ago, back in the deer days, I'll call them. But that still was much different. We weren't looking to blow Bambi to bits. I don't understand how people can justify having all those magazines. Give me a break. It's a bunch of nonsense, and the NRA is a bunch of knuckleheads if they think that that should be allowed to stand. I'm not saying take guns away. I'm saying we don't need that kind of stuff on the streets. It doesn't make any sense to me. I wish somebody could explain it to me. We know that the reaction has been pretty big from gun supporters, especially the NRA, and always pointing out the Second Amendment. I agree with the Second Amendment, but I do not agree that we can continue to afford to have people who are not right having access to massive amounts of ammunition. The pain that they inflict on people is just dead damn wrong." It's very sad what happened in Connecticut. It's very sad what happened in Colorado. Very, very sick and twisted what happened to Gabby Giffords and others that were killed simply by holding a political conversation. And, you know, Jared Lee Loeffner makes a statement, comes in, and he's out of his mind, and comes in and has a public shooting. But here's the thing. We're never going to throw a net on this. There's no way. It's like the debate over mental health. I think there should be access to mental health for people. There should be more ways to make it available and not have such a stigmatism to it. But the problem is there are varying degrees of health, mental health issues. Somebody with some depression issues is very different than someone who's schizophrenic, off the rails, has massive medication. And trying to weigh that out and figure it out, very, very, very difficult. Speaking of guns, our re-rack is here. If you're ATN, each and every weekend we do that. One of the best conversations we had with a constitutional expert, Carl Jarvis. That's coming up next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The president today talking about guns, what he'd like to see Congress do, and a whole bunch of other things, and we're going to throw in that meat for you along the way here in America Tonight, including a lot of reaction from a lot of different kinds of people to what President Obama is saying. He repeated his call, no doubt, for a ban on assault weapons and some stricter background checks for gun purchases. So the reaction, as I said, has been far and wide. Constitution expert Carl Jarvis joins us now. He's got a book coming out called The Institution Revolution, The Citizen's Guide to Fighting for Freedom and Winning. Carl, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So initially your reaction, because I'm sure, like everyone else, earlier on this show we had on the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, and he said it was 13 hours of dissecting and talking about everything you can imagine with gun policy. But what was your initial reaction when you heard what the president had to say?
Well, my initial reaction, there was some talk, I guess, a week or 10 days ago that he was going to try to put the assault rifle ban through via an executive order. And I have to say that I was, I guess, happy and maybe a little surprised that they didn't try and do that, and that he's calling for Congress to do that, which I think would be the appropriate channel to enact a policy along those lines.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there are a lot of people that would have the same reaction that you had. They assume when everything just started to pop out there about executive orders, and the president said executive orders not enough, you know, and some of what he talked about is much different than what initially it seemed like was going to come out of the White House. What direction do you think the conversation should take when we talk about guns these days? Because you know that everybody has a heavy heart, no matter where they fall on this, after what happened to the kids in Newtown, Connecticut.
Absolutely. And you know, I guess one of the questions that comes to my mind is, you know, the tragedies are awful, but, you know, why does it take a tragedy for Congress to finally get around to looking at a policy like this? It seems that there's definitely policies in the middle. You know, you have the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Each party wants to see these sort of extreme versions of the solution, but there's certainly a compromise somewhere in the middle. You know, maybe something along the lines of background checks that involve mental health issues, things like that, that would prevent these tragedies and yet not infringe upon the right to bear arms of most Americans who responsibly adhere to that right.
Yeah, and when you look at the Constitution, that's the concern of a lot of people. They're worried about the alteration of the Constitution. Do you think the Second Amendment, I mean, a lot of the other amendments, of course, are talked about, but I think the Second Amendment and protecting the Second Amendment is really the biggest buzz since I've been doing a talk show, certainly in the last 7-8 years, that I've heard from the day one when I jumped on the air. Do you think that is that's like the last bastion, like can't let this go, because if it does, everything else will fall?
Well, I'm actually a big fan of the Fourth Amendment as well, which is, you know, the right to privacy and against search and seizure. But that one is going down the tubes with some of the policies that we see, you know, Transportation Security Agency, National Security Agency. Certainly the right to bear arms, you know, if you look at the very long history of the right to bear arms and things that were written hundreds of years ago, it is, you know, some would say, and I would tend to sympathize with this view, that it really is the last bastion against tyranny that we have. And different countries view that right to bear arms maybe differently than we do, but certainly our country has a unique history, and I would be one for saying that there's nothing wrong with sticking to our history and being proud of it.
And being proud of that history, yes.
Proud of that history.
Yeah, the reaction everybody was waiting for was from the NRA, and the NRA said that attacking firearms and ignoring children isn't a solution to the crisis that we face as a nation. Only honest, law-abiding gun owners will be affected, and our children will remain vulnerable to the inevitability of more tragedy. What did you think with their statement? Did you think that was on par or off base?
I generally would probably agree with that view. And here's another thing that I would say about the gun control issue in general. Gallup just released a poll from last week time frame. And one of the things that it shows is very interesting. The top three concerns of Americans, the economy, the federal budget deficit, dissatisfaction with political dysfunction, political polarization. Those are the top three issues that are on people's minds, all with more than 20% of people saying that that's their top concern, each one of those. Gun control comes in at 7. 4% of people say that that's their top concern, and yet this is an issue that is dominating the national dialogue. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've had some tragic events, but one is almost tempted to think that in some ways these events are being capitalized on a way that you don't really like to see, and that we should just focus on solving the problem in a way that makes sense rather than trying to make a big public ordeal out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, too. Absolutely, 100%. One of the things that in what the president said, calling on Congress to do, was to pass a universal background check for anyone trying to buy a gun. And it's what you talked about initially when we first jumped on here, that 40% of gun purchases are made without background checks. What would you say that, you know, there should be some compromises that we can find in all of this with all this conversation that we're having. Let's hope that it doesn't have to be completely polarizing like so many things are in this country. Do you think that there is some common ground here and we can split the difference somewhere? What do you think should happen with background checks?
I guess my personal opinion is that background checks are fine. You know, again, personal opinion. When you start getting into things like restricting certain classes of weapons, that gets into a little bit more questionable territory simply due to the fact that you can't really, I mean, prohibition doesn't work. It didn't work in the 1920s with alcohol. It doesn't work today with drugs. As soon as you prohibit something, you're immediately increasing the value of it in some people's eyes. And you have blockade runners, you have lawbreakers that are going to make a market in those items. So that would be a mistaken direction for policy to take. But certainly, you know, reasonable regulation of purchases. I think that there's a lot of people that would not have any problem with laws along those lines.
Yeah, and the thing that we talked about in the beginning, and you mentioned this, is and this is an area that everyone's been bringing up, addressing mental illness and people with the history, and in trying to get a gun. Although I think I think it'd be pretty tough to come up with some policy as far as that's concerned. I don't know. You know, on this show we've had these discussions about if you see the red flag, but how do you know if you see the red flag? I still think that's a pretty gray area, don't you?
It is, and you know, interestingly enough, there's several of these executive orders that were issued today that try to address that mental illness issue. And let me just say this about that issue is that you potentially get into other civil liberty issues.
Yeah.
It could almost become a witch hunt where, you know, is this person mentally ill, and how are we determining that? What is the due process for someone that is receiving that label, so to speak? And you have to have due process even for that, because you don't want to indiscriminately label people in a way that is going to hurt them. From a civil libertarian standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Can you imagine the stigmatism that could be attached to that? And you could be completely wrong. Wow, we certainly don't want to do that. We don't want to go in that direction. Tell us about your book. Give us the thumbnail on your book.
So the book is really, I wrote it to help Americans save time and gain clarity as they seek real solutions to many of the problems that our country faces. And it talks about issues like deficit spending, political polarization, the long-term incumbency that we see in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And it really tries to find institutional solutions for these problems. I think that there's a tendency among a lot of people to think that, you know, we can elect someone different, a different candidate, we can elect a different party into power. But this book looks at the evolution of our political process and how certain changes have actually led to these problems, you know, like deficit spending and so forth. So it really tries to...
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.